Pastor Louie. Daming pogi points talaga. Praise the Lord. Yan ang magandang tularan sa mga kalalakihan. Ano? Praise God. Again, thank you for continually honoring the Lord with your resources, sharing of your finances to support the ministries of the church. Allow me to make just one more quick announcement. No? We thank God that the Lord has allowed our church to have a good parking space just a block away from here. In case you are not familiar, it is at the corner of Chino Roses and Rufino Street. And instead of paying by hour, you can just pay 50 pesos for the entire day. Pwede kayong manood ng sine, maggalagala kung saan-saan, you know. Tour ninyo buong Makati and just leave your car there on Saturday and Sunday lang. Ha? Monday to Friday, you have to pay. But on Saturday and Sunday, sagot kayo ng church, you know. So, and you can continue to invite others because then they can park over there. Because we want to reserve the perimeter parking of our church to those that are senior, PW, and pregnant women. Wala pa naman akong na-meet na senior, na pregnant, na PW. So, pero pag pinaghiwa-hiwalay mo yun, pwede sila dyan. Alright? So, praise the Lord. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Praise God. Again, not just to the biological mothers, but to the mother figure. Or if you are a mother figure to someone else, to a young person, you're a lola, a tita, an ate, a spiritual mom, a mentor, we honor you today. You know, in the Bible, when you scan through the pages of God's Word, we will meet a lot of mothers. And allow me to introduce just a few of them. Some of them very familiar to all of us. Eve, of course. The mother of all living. As soon as you open the Bible, there she is, Adam and Eve. The first woman, the first wife, and the first mother is Eve. And then you have Sarah, the wife of Abraham and the mother of Isaac. Isaac, of course, was the promised child through whom God's covenant with Abraham would be reckoned. Then you've got Rebecca, the wife of Isaac, the mother of Jacob and Esau. So Jacob would become Israel. And his 12 sons would become the tribes of Israel. You have Rachel, the wife of Jacob and the mother of Joseph the dreamer and Benjamin. So Joseph would later on become the prime minister of Egypt during famine. And he would be able to save not just his family, but really the entire world that was going through a famine at the time. You have Hannah, the wife of Elkanah and the mother of Samuel. By the way, memorize niyo ito dahil entrance exam po yan sa langit. Okay, so you have to know these names. All right, Hannah was barren, but she asked God for a child, and God answered by giving her Samuel, who would later on become a mighty prophet of God. Then you've got Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. In her old age, she gave birth to the forerunner of the Messiah. The most famous mother of all, of course, none other than Mary, the blessed mother of our Savior Jesus Christ, a young virgin God chose to be the earthly mother of our Savior. And one last, Eunice, the mother of Timothy, who was one of the Apostle Paul's disciples. But today I want to introduce you to a mother that has no name. A mother with no name. But we will learn important lessons from her. And whether you're a mother or a father, a woman or a man, or any age whatsoever, and whatever your social status, we can learn a lot from this woman that we will meet today from Matthew chapter 15. So let's read the story. Verse 21. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. And then Jesus again replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Oh yes, it is, Lord, but I understand. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." And then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Wow, your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. Powerful story, no? And so again, whether you are a mother or a father, a woman or a man, or any age, we can learn a lot from this woman in this story. So let us pray first. Heavenly Father, we surrender our hearts and minds to you at this moment. You know, throughout the week, there's just so many distractions, so many things that can clutter our hearts and our minds, and we come to church on Sunday, and sometimes, to be honest, we're not yet ready. You know, and so we thank God for the wonderful worship experience we had a few moments ago, because it para siyang dinidiligan yung puso namin. It's like our hearts, if we came with a hard heart, hard from the battles of the past week, the worship in the presence of God just melts our heart and makes us ready to hear the word of God. And then we got to pray, we got to witness the beautiful work of God among our kids, and we got to give to the ministry of the Lord. So now we're ready to hear the word of God. Let the word of God minister to us, Lord, and let it bear fruit so that we can be fruitful, not just for ourselves, but we can be a blessing to others as well. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we don't know the name of this woman, but there are a few things we know about her. First, she was a Gentile. She is a Canaanite. In the parallel account in the Gospel of Mark, she is referred to as a Syrophoenician. She is from the country of Syria, from a town of Phoenicia. Why is that important? Because it means in those days, there are only two categories. No? Eventually, nadagdagan ng isa. You are either a Jew or a Gentile, which is a non-Jew. Then eventually, one more category entered the picture, a Samaritan, which is like a half-breed, okay? Partly Jew, partly Gentile. These are part of the tribes of Israel that was exiled. They were made to intermarry with all the other countries. Then they came back to the northern part of Israel and they would become the Samaritans. So parang half and half. So you've got Jew and Gentile and then the Samaritan na half Jew, half Gentile. But the point here is that if you're a Gentile, Jews generally look down on you. You're not part of the covenant people of God. Okay. Now, God commands the Jews to be kind to the Gentiles. In fact, to be kind to the foreigners and the aliens among you in the Old Testament. But still, the point is, saling pusak lang sila if ever. Okay. They were just allowed to peek into, parang sisilip lang sila, the greatness of God. But they're not really part of the covenant family of God. And so this woman, even though she was a Gentile, there was enough in her and she heard enough to know that she could approach Jesus. See, faith comes from what? Hearing. She must have heard. Otherwise, she would not know that this, to call Jesus Son of David, what is that? It's a messianic title. Drawing back into the history and the genealogy of Jesus. She would not know that as a Gentile. So she must have heard stories, bits and pieces of how this man from Nazareth is going around preaching, teaching, healing. And so she was desperate enough, even though she's a Gentile again, she understood. Because she, as a Gentile, she knows she can't, you know, she can't really participate in the temple worship. There's a court of the Gentiles. They can be there too. Parang it's like if we put a loudspeaker outside, you know, you can hear a little bit of it, but you're still outside. So that's how Gentiles felt whenever they would even try to attempt to go to a synagogue or to the temple. Second, her daughter was demon-possessed. We don't know how old the child is. We're not told. 5 years, 10 years old, 15 years old. We also don't know, we're not told, how long this situation has been. 1 week pa lang ba siyang demon-possessed? 1 month? 1 year? The entire life from the time she was born? Ano yung pinanganak na may nasapian agad ng demonyo from childhood? So we don't know. We're not told. Now, we are also not told what the manifestations were for the mother and maybe others to say she's possessed by a demon. When you examine the scriptures, there are many ways that demons manifest themselves. Sometimes they would crawl on the ground. Sometimes they would jump into a fire. So there are stories like that, right? There are others, not a deaf-mute spirit. So a demon would even cause a child to lose some of her senses. Okay? So we're not told what kind of manifestations this demon had on this girl. But it was enough for the mother to say, she is suffering terribly. Moms, when your child is suffering, how are you doing in that situation? Di ba, most moms would say, ako na lang. Let me be the one to suffer. You want to spare your own child from the suffering and let the suffering come upon you. And you can even justify and say, you know, I'm already older, lived a full life. Let me be the one to suffer, but spare my child. And his mother was probably thinking along those lines, Lord, have mercy. My daughter is demon possessed. But finally, what we know is the story ends in a high note. She was commended for her great faith. Wow. Let me ask you, how is your faith today? Ask the person near you, how's your faith? Are you the person that Jesus would say, great faith? Or are you the person that Jesus would say, O ye of little faith? Oh, by the way, paki-click na yung slide ko. Ayun, okay. She was commended. There's only one other person in the New Testament that Jesus commends great faith. Not any of the 12 disciples, of whom Jesus would regularly tell them, where is your faith? What's going on with you? I've been with you for over 3 years. Still up to now, you don't believe. Where is your faith? None of the 12 ever heard from Jesus, Peter, such great faith. John, great faith. No, every one of them flunked the faith test. Not even any one of the other followers. There were many others, no? Not any of the 70 preachers that Jesus sent away to go and preach the gospel. Not any of the 120 that later on would be in the upper room. None of them ever heard from Jesus a commendation, a certificate that says, you of great faith. Except this woman and the Roman centurion whose servant was sick. Something interesting about both, they were both Gentiles. Both Gentiles. I made this comment to a friend, it's a pastor in the U.S., and he made a post and I made a comment, and I said something like this. Even the best of believers, the greatest of those of us who really truly believe in God, have moments of unbelief. Would you agree? Even among the best of us, you can find even pastors, missionaries who truly, truly believe in God will have moments of, Lord, what is going on? I'm doing everything right. How come it's not happening? So even the greatest among those who truly believe have moments of unbelief. But the opposite is also true. Even the greatest of those who do not believe have moments of faith. Even people who don't believe in God, have never heard about Jesus, they will have moments in their life when they go, maybe there is a God. Huh, maybe this Jesus is for real. Now they still need to hear the gospel of Jesus. They still need to have a personal encounter with the Lord. But in their lifetime, they would have those moments of, wow. Somebody once said, you know, if even atheists, if the plane was about to crash, will call on the name of the Lord. You know, I don't really believe in God. Plane is crashing. Oh, Lord! Even atheists would. So here is a woman. She's not part of the covenant people of God, and yet she expresses a belief in Jesus enough for Jesus to commend her faith. So I want to share with you three lessons, very quickly, three lessons. What we can learn from this mother with no name. First, can we read this together? A mother's love will do anything for the sake of her child. And all the people of God say, amen. Yes. Moms do this. They will do anything for the sake of their child. As Pastor Louis just mentioned a while ago, if it is the last piece of fried chicken, and even gutom na si nanay, pero because, you know, in our family, we had eight of us, you know. My goodness, masipag si tatay at si nanay. Six boys, two girls, I'm the youngest, you know. And they try their best to provide and make sure there's enough food for the family. So the rule is, especially during summer, so all of us are home, but outside playing. My tatay would say, all aboard! Basically, it's like a call out. It's time to eat. If you're not here to eat, you will not have anything left. Gutom ka. Because there are 6 boys and two girls, plus tatay and nanay. So if you're not there, pasensya ka na lang. But nanay always, always has something reserved for the favorite child. Masarap maging bunso. Anybody here bunso? Okay, youngest? Okay, totoo ba na favorite ang youngest? Totoo rin ba na bullied ang youngest? Yeah, na mga kuya at ate, binubully ano? Ampun ka lang, sabi, yung mga kuya ko. Pinulot ka lang, grabe. Can you imagine, ano? My nanay loves me to heaven and back, you know? But my kuyas, oh my gosh, if they could get rid of me, parang kapatid ni, mga kapatid ni Joseph sa story, they would have done that. They would have sold me to the Midianites, you know? Ganun yung mga kuya ko. You know, but let's examine this story. When this mother heard that Jesus was in town, and we don't know how far she traveled, no, from her house to where Jesus was, she hurriedly went to him, and she cries out, she kneels, she begs, she worships the Lord. No act was beneath her. She was willing to be humiliated if it will bring relief for her suffering child. No ego, no reputation, no position, nothing she had was untouchable. For a desperate mother, does not matter. My child needs help. Would you agree, no, mga nanay? Doesn't really matter how far the distance. You would do anything. So I recall this. My mother died when I was only 11, so I have very few memories, no? And by the way, moms, when you are not well, sick, for example, you tell your kids. You probably hide that, no? Your kids probably don't know you're not really very well because you're still there. You're cooking, you're cleaning, you're doing everything, even though inside you're actually sick. Might even be dying, as in the case of my mother. So I did not know she had tuberculosis. That's something that families don't ever discuss anyways, you know. And so my mom would cough, etc. But as a child, I didn't know what that was, you know. And I needed something for school. There was a typhoon. There was a flood, traffic everywhere. But kinulit nung kulilit ko yung nanay ko na I needed this thing and we need to buy it. And according to my classmates, it's only available in this particular location, which meant from our house in Quezon City, we had to like maybe take a taxi. Those days, we didn't have a car anymore. So like 1 hour, whatever. And I can distinctly remember my mother going through flood just to get to that store, just to get that thing for me because nagdadrama na ako eh. Diba? And kids do that. I didn't know she was sick. And most definitely, I would not have anticipated that less than a year from now, she would die. If we could go back in time, there were a lot, you know, I'm sure you're the same. If we can go back in time, we would do certain things different. Would you agree? You know, we would wish that we could change things just so we won't have to make our mothers have to suffer that way for something that, as it turns out, I could have waited a few more days. It's not like a life or death situation that I needed that. But as a child, you know, you make everything so big if you only knew. But moms don't say those things. They'll just keep it inside. They'll sacrifice their own self for the sake of the child. So here the mom is desperate enough, humble enough to ask Jesus, Lord, please have mercy. Now, the word mercy has two connotations in the Bible. One is forgiveness. If you've sinned and you know you've sinned and you ask mercy, forgive me. That's mercy. The other is not necessarily sin connected. It is need connected. So that when you say, Lord, have mercy, it's like, Lord, I'm in a desperate situation. If you don't intervene, my life will mess up. So please show mercy. Kaawaan mo ako. Okay? Yung isa, patawarin mo ako. Yung pangalawa, kaawaan mo ako. But both come from the heart of God that displays mercy. So again, a mother's love will do anything for the sake of our child. If you are near your own mother or your wife or someone that you know has been like a mother figure to you, just turn to her and tell her, thank you for your love. Mommy, tita, lola, ate, thank you for your love. Second, a mother's hope will endure anything for the sake of her child. Would you agree? A mother's hope will endure, will take anything on. So let's examine this woman in the story. So she comes to Jesus, and the Bible says, first, Jesus ignores her. Dead malang si Jesus sa kanya. This is so opposite to the picture of Jesus most of us, including us preachers, display to people and teach people. Hey, come to the Lord. He will welcome you with open arms. Well, in this story, he didn't. He ignored her. Lord, have mercy. Jesus says nothing. And then the disciples maybe took taking that cue. Oh, okay. Dead malang si Jesus. Okay. Lord, send her away. The disciples dismiss her. Send her away. Ingay, ingay. We've been doing ministry for the entire week. We're all tired. We want to rest. We want to eat. Ang ingay, ingay. Send her away. And then third, Jesus seemingly rejects her. You know what? I was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel. Israelite ka ba? Hindi. Reject. But worse, this is the worst. Jesus outright insults her. When we encounter parts of the Bible that offends us, do not dismiss that as not part of the, that's not what it means. It is what it means. When Jesus says, it's not right for the bread that's supposed to be for children, Israel, to be given to dogs, Gentiles. It is what it says. It is as insulting and as offensive as it ought to be because there is a lesson there. Most of us would not be around anymore if Jesus ever offended us in that way. Lord naman, I'm here in church every week. Dapat you answer my prayer. I give my tithe. I serve in the music ministry. Dapat. The moment I ask, nandun ka. Dapat lang. And you're telling me you don't have time for me? That's it. Hindi mo na ako makikita dito. The ministry will collapse without me. Wow, wow. Oh, talaga, ikaw na, Pastor Louie, grabe ka naman. You know, talaga. You know. But sometimes, we actually think God owes us by the way we behave. And we think that we're entitled to every single thing that we ask from God. Because God owes us. And I've said this before, I'll say it again, because I learned that lesson early on. God does not owe me anything. He owns me. He does not owe me. Amen? God owns you. He bought you with the price of the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Your life belongs to the Lord. He doesn't owe you anything. In fact, if God doesn't do anything else for any of us, He still deserves worship. Our worship is not predicated on His grace and blessing and everything else. Sige Lord, pagpalain mo pa ako para lalo kitang i-worship. Mali. Lord, maski hindi mo ako pagpalain, i-worship kita. Amen? Dapat ganun eh. But to be honest, sometimes we're like that. Tampururot. Sino na sa inyo nagtampo sa Lord? Sabi na nga ba eh, give pa ng give. Wala namang take. Kala ko ba give and take ito? Give, take. Asan yung take? Wala naman. Okay? I mean, Lord, why didn't you heal? Why didn't you perform a miracle? Why didn't you this? Why didn't you that? Sometimes we think we really are entitled. That's why the lesson of the three Hebrews in the book of Daniel. Such a powerful story, no? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We believe, they said, God can rescue us from this fire. most Christians have that kind of faith. We believe God can provide, heal, deliver, all of those things. It's the second part that separates them from majority of believers. Even if he does not, we still will not bow down to this idol. Even if Jesus does not heal, even if Jesus does not provide, even if Jesus does not deliver, even if Jesus does not protect, I still will serve and worship him. This was the attitude this woman was showing. When Jesus ignores her, the disciples dismiss her, then Jesus rejects her, finally insults her, most believers would run out of the door already. That's it. Kala ko ba this Christian thing? I'm out of here. Goodbye. But many times, the Lord purposefully withdraws something from us to test our faith. So again, ask someone near you, how's your faith today? Are we of great faith or are we of little faith? So let's see how the woman responds for each and every action. So first she cries, Lord, have mercy on me and my daughter. And then when Jesus ignores her and the disciples dismiss her, she kept crying. She just would not stop. Lord, please have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. And then when Jesus seemingly rejects her, you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. I was only sent to the nation of Israel. She begs, doesn't matter, begs pa rin. And then finally when Jesus says, you know what, it's not right to give children's bread to the dogs, she humbly acknowledges her lack of worth. Lord, even crumbs, okay na ako. I'm not asking you to give me something that you're supposed to give to somebody else. Lord, if the promotion is for her, give it to her. If the house is for him, give it to him. If the car is for that person, give it to them. I'm not asking you for something that's supposed to be for somebody else. But even a tiny bit from you is better than anything else this world can offer. And that's a powerful truth, no? Maski na kaunti lang from the Lord is bigger than anything you'll get from everywhere else. Our God is greater. Amen? Kunti lang. And this woman, her statement must have been like, whoa. You know, Jesus, again, he does not commend the 12 disciples for their faith. He doesn't. He acknowledges this woman got it. She got it. 3 years I've been teaching these disciples. They don't get it. But in this one instant, she gets it. Which brings us to the third. A mother's faith will move the Lord to perform the miracle she so desperately needs for her child. A mother's love, a mother's hope, and then a mother's faith. It moves the Lord. Remember, Jesus already, you know, dead malang, ignores her. Disciples dismiss her. Then Jesus rejects her. Then finally Jesus insults her. But none of that mattered for this woman. I am desperate for my daughter. I'm staying here. I'm not going anywhere until I get from the Lord what I need. And that kind of faith moved the hand of the Lord to respond to this woman. Jesus says to her, woman, you have great faith. By the way, in Greek, that word great is mega. Mega. Mega mall. You know? Mega star, right? Sibin, super lucky. Wow, from this woman who's not even a child of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, yet she is the one that displays this kind of faith. And your faith, your request is granted. What was her request, by the way? For her child. And her daughter was healed at that moment. Now, if you're the mom, there is nothing in the story to indicate that she brought her child to Jesus. The child is not in the house. Okay? It's the mom that's there. The child's not there. The child is probably in the house, in her own house, waiting for her to come back, displaying all kinds of demonic manifestations. So, if I'm the mother, and I don't have that kind of great faith, and Jesus says, good, Your request is granted. Halika, Jesus. Sama tayo. Because I wanna see it for myself. Just in case it's not yet true, at least you're now there and you can, you know, you can now heal her. She takes Jesus' word and discovers that her daughter was healed at that moment. She must have gone home and then interviewed her daughter. Oh, how are you? When did you get better? I don't know, about an hour ago. So the mother realized that was about the same time I was with Jesus. Is your kind of faith the kind of faith that demands that you see something? To see is to believe. Is that the kind of faith we have? Well, that's not faith. I was listening to this preacher recently, and it made me think, okay, let me just process this. You know how sometimes you hear things and tama ba to, you know. He says, what is the opposite of faith? So he asks the congregation, and they would answer, unbelief. He would answer, doubt. He said, so let me show you from Scripture what is the opposite of faith. He said, the opposite of faith is sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. So if you demand first from the Lord to see something, that's not faith. Naniniguro ka. Which is basically most of us anyway, right? You know? I mean, we live in a world where people lie. There's a lot of scammers in the world. So I want to see it. I'm not going to buy into the, oh, this is the best whatever. No, I want to see it. Yeah, so we transfer this there and say, Lord, I want to see it first. Magpakita ka muna. You know, show yourself. You know, show some miracles so I will believe. Well, the miracle happened without even the woman actually seeing it yet. It happened. Just because she was daring enough and brave enough to approach the Lord, to receive all kinds of rejection, and still for her to say, even a tiny bit, is okay na, Lord. Kunti lang, pwede na. And then Jesus says, great faith, go home. Your request is granted. She gets there, and the child is well. Faith can move mountains. We know this. So faith also can move the hand of God to act with compassion and power so that He can meet our needs and grant the desires of our hearts. How many of you know that God can meet your needs? And how many of you have ever experienced being talagang, wow, we're really scratching the bottom already here, you know? It's easier to believe God can provide when you still have a lot of your own resources. Diba no? Of course God can provide. You've got money in the bank. Sisiw yan, you know? You have regular salary. Madali lang yan. But what if all of those things are gone? Can you still believe God can provide? It's easy to believe God can heal when you're not sick. You feel well. You have nothing. You don't feel anything. God can heal. Well, can you declare with say the same faith, God can heal when you are sick and very much suffering terribly? Faith can move the hand of God to act with compassion, not just to meet your needs, but in our experience, even to grant the desires of your heart. Over the years, we've seen how the Lord has not only graciously provided for us for what we need, but above and beyond. Sino sa inyo, you know, God can give above and beyond. Amen. Above and beyond. Sometimes in our lack of faith, we say, Lord, okay, pero then, okay, I'll do more. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Of course, when God does more, it's not for you. Why would God give you above and beyond? For what reason? So that you can be a giver and a blessing to others. Faith sees the invisible, believes the incredible, receives the impossible. I did not originate that statement. I don't know who said it. I cannot find out who said it. So whoever you are, God bless you in the multiverse for saying those words that I must have picked up somewhere. Faith is able to see what cannot be seen yet. Faith is able to believe something so ridiculous and receive something that no human could possibly make possible to you. A mother's love, a mother's hope, a mother's faith. Now, this is not to minimize the dads like myself. Ang biruan po namin ni Sister Barbara, Happy Mother's Day. You can't be a mother naman without me. So, Happy Mother's Day na rin to all the dads in the world, di ba? So, because it takes a man and a woman and one magic moment. Okay, so, so but the point is this, no? If we put mom and dad side by side, and tinanong ko to kaninang umaga, si Pastor Joey kasi nandito, wala pa Sister Yana. So, gagamitin ko lang ulit, ha? If we put Pastor Joey and Sister Yana side by side and give them a scale, 1 to 10, and grade their love, hope, and faith, guess who is like higher grade and guess who is lower grade on an average, you know? For the most part, I would say, in my own experience, in my encounters with people all over this, moms excel much more in love, in hope, and in faith. Men tend to like be roller coaster, you know. There are times when woohoo, they're like, oh, you know. But moms, you can rely on them to be the anchor of the home. Steadfast, steady. Kaya nga talagang totoo ang Lord. It is not good for man to be alone. We cannot survive. So, kaya si PDV, patuloy niyo ipag-pray dahil Sister Emma is still in Hong Kong, di ba? So, kailangan ng prayer ng mga ganyan because we cannot survive without our spouses. So, a mother's love will do anything for the sake of her child. A mother's hope will endure anything for the sake of her child. And then a mother's faith will receive from the Lord the miracle she so desperately needs for her child. Can we stand right now as our worship team comes? Let me ask you, moms, and by extension, all of us here, dads, and all of us singles, what miracle are you asking for from God for your child today, or a child that is within your influence? Is there anything that you would like to ask God on behalf of your child or children? Let us learn from this mother with no name. We still don't know her name. And dads, we can learn also from this. Her faith, her hope, her love moved the heart of the Savior to act on our behalf. So I'm going to invite all the moms to come. I'll ask my wife, Barbara, to join me on stage. But all the moms, would you just come? Sige po, mga nanay, come. We want to pray for you. But this song, this is a worship song, but it is a song of blessing. A song of God's favor. A song of God's goodness. Based on the Aaronic blessing. Aaron, the brother of Moses, no, the priest, said these words. And this is also our prayer for all of you. Go ahead, Kim. And then we will pray. But let's worship the Lord with this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Lord, bless you.
Let's just worship the Lord.
And keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The Lord bless you. Keep you, make His face shine upon you, and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Sing.
We believe it. Amen. We agree with it. We agree with this blessing. We agree with this favor. We receive this. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. May His favor. Sing. May His favor be upon you and 1,000 generations, and your family, and your children, and your children.
Yes, Lord.
And their children may say,
your favor,
be upon
your goodness,
in a thousand
for our
generations,
family, for future
generations, and their
children and our children's children.
Sing it again.
Thank you, Lord.
May his favor be upon you in a thousand generations, in your family, and the children, and the children. May his favor be upon
God's
you
favor
in
be
a
upon
thousand
you,
generations,
and
your family, and the children, and the children. May his presence, may his presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He is with you, he is with you. In the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going, in your weeping and rejoicing, he is for you, he is for you, he is for you, he is for you, he is for you.
God is for us.
He is for you.
Who can be against
us? For you, he is for you.
Grandchildren, even if that's hypothetical in the future, we receive it. Future generations.
May
his favor,
may his favor be upon you in a thousand generations. In the children, in the children, and the children.
May his
favor, may his favor be upon you in a thousand generations. In your family, in your children, in your children.
May his presence,
may his presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He's with you, he's with you. In the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going, in your weeping. And rejoicing, he is for you, he is for you,
he is for you,
he is for you, he is for you, he is for you, he is for you, he is for you.
Amen. We say yes and amen. Every promise of God. His favor, his blessing upon all the moms and your families, your children, children's children, future generations coming under God's grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Can you show the Brother Jeff yung acronym there? You know, I wrote this the other day. Mother, M-O-T-H-E-R. Molder of dreams. That's what you are, moms. You mold the dreams of your children. So don't suppress their dreams. Mold it. Nourish it. Organizer of family schedules. God bless you, moms. Dahil pag iniwan mo yan sa tatay, magulo. But you are able to organize it. Teacher of family values from the youngest age. You're the first voice that teaches your children about faith, about God, and about values. Homemaker. Again, moms do this excellently. Dads, sometimes we do, but most of the time it's the mom. But here, you are an example of, just like this woman in the story, of faith, of hope, and of love. And you are also a recorder of family history. Lahat ng pangyayari sa pamilya, mommy remembers. No? Di ba no? Oy, anak, nung 5 years old ka, nadapa ka. Nasugatan ka. Nung 10 years old ka, muti ka naman sa kasaan. Nung 15 years old ka, na food poisoning ka. Moms remember these things. dads, it's all a blur to us, you know. Parang, oh, I think, yeah, I think it happened, you know. And then, usually moms, and in our case, Barbara would insist, no, you measure your child, yung height. Remember that sa pintuan, di ba? Oh, 2 years old, ganyan, 4 or 5, and then finally, mas matangkad na, you know. Moms, that's what you are to our families. Thank you. So can we lift up our hands and extend your hands towards the moms? We want to bless them today. Lord, thank you for every mom that is here. And like Pastor Louis mentioned a while ago, the biological moms, but also those who stood as moms. The lolas, the titas, the ates, the spiritual moms. Because Lord, they were as much of an influence on our lives as our own biological mothers. Thank you, Lord, for their resilience, for their heart, for their willingness to sacrifice for their family. Lord, for their endurance, for their diligence, not just working outside in the corporate world maybe, but doing the houseworks, Lord, that is very important to keep the home moving along in support of the husband and taking care of the children. Thank you, moms. May the grace of God overflow in your life. In those moments when you feel so alone and unappreciated, may the Spirit of the Lord appreciate you, encourage you, and uplift you. But while we are here, the children and the husbands and others, we want to honor and appreciate you today, moms. Thank you for your life. Thank you for your deposits of faith. Thank you for your love. Thank you for giving us hope. In Jesus' name, all God's people say, Amen. God bless you, moms. We have a gift for you. We have a gift for you. So make sure that you receive a gift today. Mommies. Happy Mother's Day. Treat your mom. Thank you to our worship team, our tech team, our kids church, our ushers, everyone who served today. Praise God.